When you make God central in your prayers, when the Lord is central in your faith and your life, and you're praying to Him, and your prayers are more about God and His deeds, that's going to lead you very easily to what you should pray for.
Welcome to Tell Podcasts. You're listening to encouraging words from Pastor Darren, bringing you truth and peace through God's Word. In this episode, we talk about prayer. Do you know how to pray? Think, evaluate, learn, lead. T-E-L-L. Tell. Now here's Pastor Darren showing us what the Bible says about what I should pray for. Thanks for listening.
Who do you talk to more than anyone else? Well, just think of a typical week and the people you talk to most, the people that you call the most often, the people that you work closely with, certainly your own family. Who do you talk to more than anyone else? Well, I tell you what, I know someone you talk to more than anyone else, and I'm going to tell you who they are. You can combine all together, all the people that you work closely with, you call the most often, and your family, put them all together, and you talk to this person more than any of them. Do you know who you talk to more than anyone else? I know. Yourself. You are never away from your own thoughts. So imagine for a second that you tallied up every thought that you had all day long, and you tallied up all those thoughts. They were on a big, long spreadsheet. And if you put a green check by every thought that God cared about, every thought that God was interested in, wow, that whole sheet would be filled with green check marks. Now, what if, instead of just talking to yourself about each of those thoughts, you looped God into the conversation? You talked with God about your thoughts. That's what prayer is. So today, based on Jesus teaching us in the Lord's Prayer, and especially based on a prayer in the Bible in Psalm 86, and answer this question, what should I pray for? This last week in one of my devotions, I received a well-written commentary on Ephesians 6:18 that says, pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers. And here's what the devotion said. It said this: just talk to God about whatever you're interested in at that particular moment. That means you can talk to God anywhere, anytime, about anything. Maybe you're thinking that you often don't feel like praying because you don't know what to say. But if you don't feel like praying, it means you're not praying what you feel. Keep a conversation with God going throughout your day. Talk to Him about whatever you're feeling and let Him know. So instead of talking with yourself about your own thoughts, why don't you talk with God about all your thoughts? That's the way to pray. Now, some of your thoughts are bigger thoughts than other thoughts, admittedly, right? If you pull up to a stoplight and you pull behind a car that has a sticker on the back that says, have a nice day, you have a nice little thought about how nice that bumper sticker is. But if you pull up to a stoplight and black smoke explodes from the hood of your car, and your check engine light goes on, whoa, what kind of thoughts are you having then? You are thinking, what did I do? Did I not change the oil soon enough? What happened? What's going on? I'm going to need repairs. How much are the repairs going to cost? I'm going to need a tow. There's people behind me honking. What am I supposed to do? All those thoughts are pretty big thoughts. Now, what would it look like if you looped God into those thoughts? If you slowed down, and if God became part of that conversation. That's really what the psalm writer is saying here in Psalm 86, verse 1. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. So, what are you saying when you say words like that? You're inviting God to listen to your thoughts, and you're trusting His answers more than your thoughts. You're admitting that you need help, like a beggar, because your thoughts are taking you to a bad place. You're interpreting your circumstances worse than they really are. And so you realize that most often our problems are not so much that we lack something in our external condition, like not having a car that works or not having money or time for repairs, but our real problems come from a lack of internal condition, from a lack of trusting God, from a lack of seeking God, or quieting ourselves in God, or finding purpose in God. We don't rely on God, so we get unhappy and unsettled in a storm of our own thoughts. So, interrupt that sinful, self-centered pattern, not by suggesting solutions to God, but by admitting that you don't have any. I am poor and needy. Those are great words in prayer because they limit God less. Right? Those words focus on the internal condition, not the external condition. Those words are like a child climbing up on your Heavenly Father's lap and letting Him answer your prayers. And believe me, when He does, He wants to change your heart more than He changes your circumstances. He can do both. And then watch for God to answer your prayers from the inside out. Internal conditions before external. And it's a great way to pray and see God at work. More verses from Psalm 86 now. Listen to these words. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Oh, what a strong prayer. I mean, look at this. Do you see how that prayer is more focused on God than self? My thoughts can't protect me and provide for me like God's thoughts can. So God, guard my life. I can be less faithful to my own thoughts and more faithful to God's thoughts. How about that word save? See the word save in there? That's the same Hebrew word that became the Hebrew name Yeshua, which became the name of God on earth, Jesus. So God saves you not just with His thoughts and plans, but as a real person in Jesus. Jesus has mercy on you. Jesus is forgiving and good. Jesus is abounding in love. All of that is in there. No external conditions. Listen to this. No external conditions can steal your internal joy. They simply lead you to trust and to call on Jesus' name even more. Yes, all day long. That's why I love the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer begins with God, our Father in heaven, and it ends with God. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And then in between are sandwiched seven petitions or requests. Six of those are about internal conditions. Only one of the seven requests or petitions is about an external condition. The fourth petition, give us this day our daily bread. So in prayer, like the Lord's Prayer, what we want to do is we want to make God more central in our prayer life again. We make our prayers less about manipulating God to give us things and more about giving our faith, our love, our entire self to God, whose thoughts, ways, power, goodness promise the perfect answer. Verses 10 and 12 say, among the gods there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. You alone are God. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. This is praise, and praise is a form of prayer. Do your prayers praise God, or just ask Him for stuff? The more you praise God in your prayers, the better you'll understand what to ask God for in prayer. You'll connect your needs with His deeds, and instead of your thoughts imploding on you, God's awesome, miraculous, faithful works, His deeds, inspire you to praise. Next, verse 11 says, teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. Whose way is the right way? The Lord's way. What do you rely on more than your thoughts? Lord, your faithfulness. And what are you asking for in prayer? More external things? No, you're asking for an internal operating system in your undivided heart, which means that you see things God's way, in God's name, in Jesus' name. So what should I pray for? Here's the answer to that question, based on the Lord's Prayer and based on Psalm 86. What should I pray for? Well, even more importantly, and before I answer that question, I need to answer this question that matters even more. What should I pray for? What matters more than that is who I am praying to. So when you make God central in your prayers, when the Lord is central in your faith, in your life, and you're praying to Him, and your prayers are more about God and His deeds, that's going to lead you very easily to what you should pray for. You'll find it. I want to wrap up today with three practical suggestions and prayers for you. What I've heard from people who are seeking to improve their prayer life is the number one thing that actually Christians who are seeking to improve their prayer life want to improve upon is praying more throughout the day. And so here are three specific prayers you can pray through the day, and let me tell you about each one. Here they are. You have go prayers, you have breath prayers, and you have peace prayers. Go prayers are first thing in the morning. It's what's ahead. It's let's go get the day. It's what's on your schedule and on your mind. And so a go prayer is God, go with me into this day which you have made. Breath prayers, these are throughout the day. Oh, a sigh, a gasp, oh, a hallelujah. As regularly as you breathe through the day, keep prayer on your lips and seek God in prayer before each new task or after each experience. Breath prayers are like, help me, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, bless that person. And then finally, peace prayers. These are in the evening. They're at night before you go to sleep. They're prayers that help you rest easy. It might sound like this. God, it's been a good day. Thank you so much for keeping your word today like you do every day. God, I didn't finish everything today and I don't understand everything, but I trust in your peace, which doesn't depend on external circumstances. Good night, God. So, I think that's the best place for you to start. If you're trying to take a prayer life from good to better to even best, is when you make God central in your prayers, just like the Lord's Prayer, Our Father in Heaven, it begins, ends with God's kingdom, power, and glory. And in between, 6 out of 7 petitions are internal conditions. Make God and the internal conditions of His spiritual blessings in your life more central in your prayers, and you will find the most improvement in your prayer life. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, we are praying today about our praying. We want to improve our prayers, God, so that we are more drawn into your kingdom, so that we benefit more from your power and anticipate by faith your great glory. God, you have so much that you have done for us, so much that you bless us with in this world. Please teach us and remind us to start with that in our prayers, to know that any need that we have is really matched by a deed you can do. Bless us all and keep us safe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to Tell Podcasts. Tell's mission is simple: teaching you the real gospel so you can teach others. Remember, truth brings peace. For more about Tell, visit us on Facebook or at tellnetwork.org.